It's 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. And on Good Morning Ulster, over the last number of weeks, we've been talking a lot about our health service and about the pressures on it. And you'll have heard from the South West Acute Hospital in Enniskillen earlier. But today we're also going to talk about mother and baby services. And again, some listening might feel just that situation that Northern Ireland seems to be in, where other parts of the UK have services that we still have not got. And that includes a mother and baby unit here. And today at Stormont, mothers and health advocates are going to speak about their experiences with the health service when it comes to that. They say that women need to be listened to more, there needs to be more continuity of care, and they say that all healthcare professionals should be required to train in recognising postpartum psychosis, which you probably have heard of, a mental illness. It can affect you in the first few weeks after giving birth, and it can be very severe indeed. And as part of all of this, they are also calling for this urgent implementation of a mother and baby unit in Northern Ireland. Again, one of those things that has been much talked about here over the years, but hasn't happened. We're the only bit of the UK not to have it. It means that mums and babies can stay together if the mums have been treated for mental health conditions or indeed other issues as well. Well, with us this morning is Janine Barnes, who takes part in the Maternal Advocacy and Support, or MASS as it's known, project at Ballybean Women's Centre in Belfast. Morning, Janine.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm really well. Thanks very much for being with us. And Professor Siobhan O'Neill is Northern Ireland's mental health champion. Siobhan, thanks for being on the programme today. Good to have you with us. Janine, if I could start with you just to talk a little bit about your experience, how it could have been better.
Yeah, when my youngest daughter was born, she spent some time in neonatal. She had breathing difficulties and it was suggested that she had some holes in her heart. After some time, we were released from hospital back home, but we had to have health visitors and midwives coming every other day to check her weight to make sure that she didn't have to be readmitted to hospital. We never got the same health visitor twice. We never got the same midwife. So there was a lack of communication when I was having to continually explain why they were coming out to do weight checks, what was wrong with her breathing, why she was breathing so fast. Sometimes we had students coming out and they hadn't been told why they were coming out to check her weight. So it just had a real impact on my mental health, having to just continually explain and go over and over the same thing. There was a lack of communication with them.
Mm-hmm. How is your daughter now?
She's fine. She's good. Yeah, she's good.
What about the women in your group? What is their experience broadly of maternity services?
Broadly, not the best. I'm speaking at Stormont today, and we have a list of things about communication, compassion, judgment. You know, there is so much lived experience for these women in Ballybean and across Northern Ireland that they're just being hurt. Sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry. I was going to say, what sort of things have they been telling you?
So in one of them around communication, I have it here. I have had 3 negative childbirth experiences due to pelvic orthopathy, mm-hmm. if I'm saying that right. My first labour resulted in a fractured pelvis that wasn't identified at the time and impacted on the future labours as it has healed itself incorrectly. Having this experience, I spent my first 2 pregnancies apprehensive and afraid to have a natural birth. I tried to express my concerns, but no one was listening, and I ended up having another 2 labours, which left me in a lot of pain afterwards.
Yeah, and what about that? You know, there was a woman as well that felt that she was judged by healthcare professionals. What was that about, something that she'd experienced?
She had experienced, she was a single parent of a mixed race son, and she just felt constantly judged. That she was a single parent of mixed race. They were always asking, you know, where's dad? Where's dad? What's this? She hated it. Felt really, really judged any time she had appointments.
Siobhan, just to kind of give us a sense of how important it is for women and their babies to spend time together early on, even if they are struggling, and what sort of a difference would a mother and baby unit make there?
Well, good morning, Sarah. Yeah, it's a really important time in the life of the woman and also, of course, the life of the child. It's a huge transition. And we know that if we get it right, if we can promote good attachment, a good relationship between that woman and her wee baby at that stage. You know, it makes all the difference, and it can protect both the woman and the wee baby from mental health difficulties throughout the lifespan. The early intervention at this stage, particularly that sort of that early health visitor checkups, that continuity of care, and that early attachment, promoting that early attachment, is just so important for everyone's mental health and well-being.
Siobhan, can you put what Janine was saying about obviously what she hears from the people in her group and the project at Ballybean? Are you able to put some flesh on the bones in terms of how what we hear in a wider context across Northern Ireland?
Well, yeah, I mean, lots of women report trauma around the birth, and that could be anything from severe pain that's not managed properly, or the thought that the child might die. You know, so it can be a very, very traumatic situation for that woman, and then that can stay and it can come back in flashbacks and nightmares, and it can really interfere with the enjoyment of that period and how that child's needs are met at that early stage.
But as Mental Health Champion, when you look at the numbers, you know, we say in the introduction that the women will speak about their experiences with the health service around this particular issue. When you look at the numbers, do the numbers shock or surprise you?
Well, they are surprising. I mean, postnatal depression is really, really common. And depending on how you ask the questions, you can get as many as one in five women reporting postnatal depression. And, you know, that's a significant mental health problem. But we have 35 women every year who have postpartum psychosis. We have 70 women who need admission to mental health units. And that's why the mother and baby units are so, so important. Finally, we have the perinatal mental health services and two trusts there up and running, and that's great. But we need the mother and baby unit now to support that so that women can receive the specialist help if they need that admission at that stage. It just can make all the difference. And it's a really good investment because we know that it pays dividends later on and reduces the burden on mental health services.
Is it simply money? Is it finance?
Part of it is finance. I mean, the mother and baby unit will carry a significant cost, and the Department of Health are now looking at that, and the strategic outline case will be available in March 2023. So there should be progress then, and we'll know exactly how much that will cost and where it will be and all of those things. But then we need the money released for that as well. But, you know, our mental health strategy is really strong, and this is the one part of health that we do have a plan that has been co-produced that we all agree on. So it's really important that we get the money to progress that strategy because the plan is there and that gives us hope.
Do you worry though, Siobhan, you know, and it's by everything seems to come back to what we talk about on this programme so regularly, you know, about health, about services being stretched, about where the money comes from. I mean, do you worry, and I'm not suggesting that it's not being taken seriously, but that there is a pecking order. And with a finite amount of money, we can't do everything. Do you worry that this is something that perhaps people will look at and say, you know, yes, we all agree this is something that we need, but in the current circumstances, it may have to go on the back burner?
Well, that's one of the reasons why today's event is so important, and the work that this group of women have done is just so important in bringing this to the top of the agenda. There's clear evidence that intervening at this stage in those early weeks and months can make a real difference to women's lives, to babies' lives, and it can reduce the cost of mental health services that they'll need later on. So this makes good economic sense, but it's so important that groups like this are coming out and campaigning and bringing their asks to Stormont so that whenever that executive is back and running, that this is something that can be easily funded and the money's released for it.
Well, just on that, Janine, obviously you're going to be going to Stormont today, but it's not a working Stormont, not a functioning government.
No.
What will you be saying to them about that?
You know, we need them. Northern Ireland, women, everyone needs them. They need to be in government. We need these changes to happen. Nothing's going to happen when they're not in government.
It's really good to talk to you. Good luck today. Janine Barnes, who takes part in the Maternal Advocacy and Support Mass Project at Ballybean Women's Centre, and to Siobhan O'Neill, who is Northern Ireland's Mental Health Champion. Professor Siobhan O'Neill, I should say. Thank you.
It is.